Monday, July 28, 2008. Coral reef threatened by Chinese. Scourge. Unquenched appetite for Hong Kong's world-famous Cantonese seafood like fish and lobster is the principal reason behind the threat. Chinese fishermen have been accused of poaching in Taiwan's first marine national park, where authorities said their destructive methods are endangering the area's ecology. Chinese fishing boats have been posing the gravest threat to the fragile ecological system here, said Xiao Yipeng of the Marine National Park headquarters, speaking of the tiny coral atoll called Dongxia Island. They have been using illegal methods like poisons, dynamite, and electricity to exploit marine resources in the region, he said. The scourge of boats scouring the seabed for food destined for Hong Kong restaurants is combining with global warming as a major cause of coral reef bleaching, he said. The Dongxia Islands, comprising Dongxia Island and two coral reefs, which are submerged at high tide, straddles a strategically important sea route at the north of the South China Sea, linking the Pacific and Indian Oceans. The island is a coral atoll with a land area of 2.4 square kilometers. It measures 0.9 kilometers from east to west and 2.7 kilometers from north to south. Xiao said the unquenched appetite for Hong Kong's famed Cantonese seafood is to blame. Most of the marine catches here, like fishes and lobsters, are quickly sent to Hong Kong, which touts itself as the world's biggest living fish market, he said. Chinese fishermen, plus some Vietnamese, use cyanide to stun fish and catch them live for higher commercial prices, he said. Caprella can be sold for $30 per kilo in Hong Kong, and some other fish even sell for up to $100 per kilo, Xiao said. Dongxia is 267 kilometers away from Hong Kong and 380 kilometers from Kaohsiung City. Smaller fish and corals were destroyed by the poisons, largely cyanide, which is easily available in China, Xiao said. However, the destructive way of fishing has been endangering the coral reefs near Dongxia, which Xiao described as an ocean rainforest and a biodiversity hotspot. Academics found there are 464 species of coral, 556 species of fish, and 140 species of bird, many of them migratory in that area. Taiwan's Coast Guard says it has stopped 3,820 ships infiltrating the prohibited Dongsa waters since they were deployed in 2000. Taiwan withdrew its Marines from Dongsa in 2000 in what the government said was a move to help alleviate tensions in the South China Sea. Currently, there are around 200 Coast Guard personnel are stationed on Dongsa and armed with a fleet of 6 patrol boats, 3 10-ton vessels, and 3 other 8-ton boats. There are no civilian inhabitants. But the fleet is apparently not strong enough to serve as a deterrent to the Chinese and Vietnamese invaders. They often come back after we leave, a Coast Guard officer said on condition of anonymity. The government is now building the first permanent pier on the island to house the 3 incoming 20-ton boats. Bigger ships would help us battle invaders as they increase our cruising capability, said Liu Guolie, the Dongsa Coast Guard commander. As part of its ocean conservation efforts, the government inaugurated the Dongsa Marine National Park in January last year. The park administration is centered on the monitoring and conservation of the local ecology.